Israeli Strategic Affairs Minister Moshe Ya'alon has threatened Iran with military force. Ya'alon told a security conference that Iran's nuclear program would probably be stopped by a regime change. Both the U.S. and Israel have consistently refused to rule out the use of force if Tehran insists on developing its nuclear energy program. Ya'alon has also called on the international community to impose even harsher sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. In response to such calls, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has promised during a visit to Israel to enforce a significant reduction in Italy's investments in Iran.
Western powers and Israel, that is widely considered to be the sole undeclared nuclear power in the Middle East, accuse Iran of seeking nuclear arms. Iran says its nuclear energy program is for civilian purposes only, and cites numerous IAEA reports as proof of the program's non-diversion. Still, Iran's nuclear energy program is used as the prime pretext for more sanctions on Tehran. Berlusconi has reaffirmed his allegiance to Israel and evidently plans to rise to the challenge set for him by his Israeli counterpart.
Italy's role as one of the most important countries in the world is to enlist itself to the most important goal at the moment internationally, which is to enlist an international front to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is undertaking this role in an impressive and commendable way.
Italy's foreign ministry says Rome has only gone so far as to suspend export credit guarantees for firms investing in Iran. All this comes as opinion polls show a decline in the Prime Minister's popularity rates due to fraud allegations and sex scandals. During his speech at the Knesset Wednesday, the Italian Prime Minister described himself as Tel Aviv's closest friend and expressed his wish for Israel to become an inseparable part of the European Union. Berlusconi went on to defend Israel's war against Gaza last year, accusing the United Nations of trying to incriminate Israel with its Gaza war fact-finding mission.
We object to the Goldstone report that was mentioned by the Prime Minister, a report that tried to incriminate Israel for its legitimate response to Hamas rockets that were launched from Gaza.
1,400 Palestinians and 13 Israelis were killed in the Israeli offensive on the Gaza Strip. The Goldstone report has accused Israel and Hamas of committing war crimes, calling on both sides to conduct independent investigations into the matter. Both Israel and Hamas have rejected the accusations. Tel Aviv has denounced the Goldstone report as biased, but Amnesty International has described the Israeli response as totally inadequate. The Italian New Weapons Committee has accused Israel of contaminating Gaza's land with toxic elements, warning Gazans could be in grave danger. The US and Britain have backed Israel, and the UK has gone further to pledge a review of its law on war crimes so Israeli officials will not be arrested when entering the UK.